With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The Transportation Livestock Across America Safely Act was recently introduced in Washington, D.C., a bipartisan piece of legislation that would give the livestock industry more flexibility in transportation. Allison Rivera with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association explains.
And so when we talk about what's been going on in the transportation world and the electronic logging devices and hours of service, we realize that with our safe record, we still need some flexibility within hours of service. We all know that the ELDs came about. Livestock haulers do not have to use them until September 30th of 2018, but I think what we discovered is that the ELDs have really unearthed a bigger issue, and that revolves around hours of service and the need for flexibility there.
And she says the legislation increases the current ag exemption from 150 to 300 air miles.
It also increases the drive time from between 15 to 18 hours of drive time, depending on what the driver actually needs. Not everyone will need all of that, but again, it provides some flexibility. This bill also states that rest will be when the driver feels like they need to rest. Again, with our strong safety record, we know that our drivers are resting when they need to. They're resting according to the weather outside so that their animals are in a good place.
Haulers say the current law needs to be more flexible, especially for those haulers in the Midwest.
The people that work for Farm Credit are amazing. Their dedication to agriculture is really important to me.
Farmer and Northwest Farm Credit Services customer, Stacy Gilmore.
Northwest Farm Credit's dedication to agriculture, their commitment to it, their understanding of the highs and lows in agriculture makes them very desirable for a farmer. 100 years. Seeing a lender that has that longevity is really great.
Northwest Farm Credit Services, here to help you grow. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Let's face it, wildfires are going to happen. And at Mutual of Enumclaw, we want to do what we can to make sure we're all prepared. Have a communication plan and choose an out-of-town contact to get in touch with. Sometimes it's just easier to reach people outside your area during an emergency. We can't stop wildfires, but we can prepare. And that'll help keep our communities and families safe. For more thoughtful tips, visit thinkwildfire.com today.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.